I was inherently dirty, how can you purify it? Because it's inherently dirty. It means it can never be changed. Inherently means it's that way. It cannot be changed. So since the I is not inherently contaminated, therefore wrong imputation can be?
Wrong imputation can be?
Can be one word. A verb. Huh? One word.
Change.
Correct. A verb, that's it. So if the wrong imputation can be changed, does that tell us that the I is not inherently contaminated?
Yes.
So therefore, if the I is not inherently contaminated, all the negative things we do through our five aggregates can be
changed.
Purified is the actions that's already been done by the wrong aggregates. All right, what's already been done wrong by the manifestation through the five aggregates can be purified. What has not been done doesn't need to be purified, it's undone. Example, if you didn't kill anybody, why would you purify? If you kill somebody through wrong imputation, meaning what? You view them as an enemy, actually they're not. Okay? Wrong imputation, give me an example of wrong imputation.
The belief in self-cherishing mind.
No. Give me an example of wrong imputation.
Wrong imputation.
Yes. Wrong imputation is just manifest with your five aggregates. Don't get lost with big words. What's the five aggregates? Name me one. Good. Another one.
Sight.
Good. Another one.
Discrimination.
Good. Another one.
Sound.
Good. Another one.
Composition.
Oh, don't give me big words. Taste, touch, sight, sound, feeling, mind. That's it. Compositional factors.
That's what
they
say.
Oh, you want to use big words now? You understand or not?
Yeah.
So therefore, is the I inherently contaminated?
No.
Is the I inherently contaminated? Proof.
Proof that...
Proof that the I is not inherently contaminated.
If we have a bad habit and we put effort to change it...
It can change. Therefore, is that proof that the... is that proof that wrong imputation can be changed? Why?
Because if it's part of us and we are, you know.
Don't use big words, just say it straight, it's very simple.
Well, basically we can change, that's why it's not part of us.
That's right. That's right. So if it's a part of you, can you change it?
No.
That's right. So if it's not a part of you, it can't be changed. Isn't that proof that it's from wrong imputation? So if it's wrong imputation, a wrong imputation, imputation can be changed, does that mean that there is enlightenment? Right. So if there is enlightenment, that means a purification of wrong, all wrong imputations. Correct? So if your wrong imputation is changed, you can become enlightened. Therefore, can your aggregates become enlightened? If your aggregates can become enlightened, that means your aggregates can have five compositional factors that can manifest in all types of activities. Therefore, emanations. Good.